On September 7th, 1928, just a week after the Berlin premiere of the Brecht-Weill Three-Penny Opera set expressionism to music and the theater world ablaze, another expressionist drama opened on Broadway. This was the ripped-from-the-lurid-headlines play Machinal by playwright and journalist Sophie Treadwell, which has gone on to become a landmark of feminist theater and modern American drama generally, and which is playing at Fells Point Corner Theater September 6th through 29th. I'm delighted to have on the phone the director, Deirdre McAllister, to talk about the play and the production. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you, Gavin?
I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you about this, which for me, like I think many, is our first chance to see this play on its feet.
I think this play is really timeless. We kept thinking about ways that we could sort of modernize it, but we kept just going back to the original because it does still resonate today. I think it's a really timeless story. I think because it's an expressionist play and it's really about emotions and ideas of one woman going through society and how chaotic and isolating that can be, I think that women can relate to that story. They can relate to her. They can relate to her feeling like she doesn't have a choice, feeling like society expects you to submit. In a post-industrial capitalist society, you're expected to submit and accept conditions. And there's no great conditions about being female, about being a woman. If you work, well, you should have a child. If you have a child, well, you should give up your work. If you're a leader, you're criticized for this and that. And I think a lot of women still feel like that. And we're still seeing that today. And I think this is about one individual woman who you could paint as bad, but she's really not bad or good. She is just sort of a cog in the machine. This is called Machinal. But she is sort of just going through these motions and trying to find peace and rest. That's sort of a theme that keeps coming up. And trying to escape it, trying to find a way to escape it. But in every sort of cage that she leaves, she's finding herself in a new cage. And I think that a lot of women can relate to that. I certainly can.
And it takes that psychologically recognizable emotional truth of an individual and it puts it in, as you've said, an expressionist framework. How are you translating that onto stage?
It's very stylized in its writing, and it's purely expressionist because it does use archetype. I mean, a lot of them don't have names. We really played a lot with archetype, finding the movements that are repetitive and working together to create one sort of image. And then the contrast, the juxtaposition is young woman retreating into her mind among this really chaotic cityscape. We also worked with a really, really wonderful movement director, Jared Hansen, who did miracles. What is the product is a really kind of jarring cacophony of sounds and like weird movements. It's almost like they become part of the setting, this sort of atmosphere for young woman. And it's sort of, it does, we have an understanding that it exists in her mind. It was really important to us to have an intimacy director for this one because, you know, she goes through being coerced. She goes through all of this pressure and poking and prodding, literally poking and prodding of her body and just encouraging her to submit. I think stylizing it helped a little bit. But it's a hard show. It's dark, but it's not all dark. There is love in the story. There is levity in the story. There is laughter and joy in the story. We laugh and celebrate other parts of her existence. And I think that that also was why Sophie wrote it. I think she covered the Ruth Snyder case, who was the first woman to die by electric chair in New York City. She covered that case, and I think she felt some empathy for her because it was sensationalized in the news as this evil, scorned woman. But she saw a different side of that. She was like, what if this was not good or bad? This was circumstances, and this was almost a revolutionary act. This was a act of rebellion. She wanted to explore it theatrically, and she wanted to explore the mind of this woman who was over-sensationalized in the news as violent and evil and a monster.
It sounds like such a great both opportunity and challenge to try to tackle. You can catch a glimpse of a rare treasure of American dramatic history at Fells Point Corner Theater through September 29th. For tickets and more information, go to fpct.org/Machinal. I've been talking about Machinal with the director, Deirdre McAllister. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you so much.